Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Such a pleasure having you both in studio, and thank you so much for joining us. Let me introduce you, the co-founders of Space Salad Studios, Thabo Tsholo, who joins us in studio, as well as Neo Ramatiane, also joining us, co-founders of the business and key players in making sure that we have a lot of amazing information that we'll share on Indie Game Studios. Welcome, gents. Such a pleasure to have you both.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. I'm excited to hear more about your studio. Your business. I must say, for anyone who might sit back and listen and think, independent gaming studio, gents, but that's the point. Yeah. It's a game, you're participating, but there's so much more to this that actually speaks to the business theme. Mm. Where did it start, Thabo, Neo?
So, I was actually talking to you before we started.
Yes.
We started out at an incubation at Molokong. We were actually one of the first cohorts for a gaming incubation.
Amazing.
And what they were doing is they were looking for the next big black gaming studio. Mm-hmm. And at the time, there was literally like 1% of black developers in the country. So, yeah. It was really a hard task, you know. So, what they do, they were creative and they brought together a bunch of creatives in the space. I was the game designer at the time, and we found sound designer, someone in branding, etc. And that's where also the name came from, because we were like a mix of creatives, different industries, sort of salad, and then space, because we were like, we want to create out of this world content. And that's how the name was, but Space Salad came about, and that's how we started. It was like in 2019.
Yeah. Wow, pre-pandemic Space Salad. And I think this is important, right? Because what you're mentioning is that the incubator that you participate in, Simulohong, just outside of Wits, is a very important aspect in terms of driving a growth innovation within the realm of technology.
For sure.
So special shout out to Leslie. For that contribution. I'm keen to understand, though. I can imagine how this brief comes along when you're trying to explain to people that, hold on, we are working on an independent gaming studio, and it makes business sense, because typically, as I mentioned, people think gaming, how does it work? But internationally, this is a multi-billion dollar industry. Now, talk us through the journey of actually, you know, identifying the opportunity and then submitting the business case.
Okay, I guess it started pretty simple. It was mainly, at the time, they just needed to do the project, but also with the people involved in the company, we all had our different passions. We all came from different mediums. And we all came together in the team to just work towards that. And we were just trying to figure it out. Like, okay, this is something that we truly, truly love. And we figured our way out of that. We had our ups and downs. And we just got to a point where, okay, games are something new and budding. And there's people interested in it. Not a lot on this specific continent, but there's people who are willing to invest into it and see how that's going to work out. And you know what I mean? It's parts where it didn't work out, and his parts where it started working out, and we just got to a point where, like, the model at the time we were chasing was not making sense.
What is the typical model? I think for a lot of us, we'll be sitting here thinking, hold on, how does the model work? Because looking at your website, you've got amazing games that have come up, you know, Hot Buns, P-O-O Weekly, is that how I pronounce it?
I don't know if you can say it live, but it's Poo Weekly. It's an acronym for Point of Order.
I see that. Yeah, Reps as well.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. So these are the amazing innovations that you've created.
For sure.
Help us unpack the business model. I can't even conceptualize it when it comes to gaming.
So we were coming in with like the new flavor, because like I said, at the time there wasn't a lot of people like us in the industry. So you'd see like the same type of game being released. And when you were speaking about the business model, we were still trying to find our feet. You know, like we were like, okay, maybe this is chance. But then we started releasing games, and that's where we earned the title of having like the Midas Touch, because we'd create games and every game we'd create would win an award. And we're like, actually, maybe we're onto something. We're still trying to figure out the business case. So we were like, what are we doing different than anyone else in the industry? And that's when we picked up that we actually gamify social issues, and we like found a niche there where we could like break down some of the most complex issues that we face in society, and we use humor to break down these complex issues. And we've been successful in that regard, where we were even like fortunate to get an investor by the name of Aeons Creative Technology.
Awesome.
Yeah, and they've been like supporting us throughout our journey. And yeah, man, and our goal and our motto is to gamify everything until there's nothing left.
And I think that's so important. Gamify everything till there's nothing left. Yeah. Oh, Tabo, take everything.
You know.
I like that. And I think it's so important because when we talk about gamification, it's actually a beautiful way for people to learn, absorb, and participate in social issues, as you mentioned. Just looking at Pool Weekly, boy oh boy, did you guys really put the Mickey into very important issues, but it's easy then to absorb and accept and engage with in terms of content. What I'm keen to understand, where does the creativity come from? And who do you work with? Who are the collaborators? As you mentioned, it's a salad. So how big is the team? Do you have people who plug and play and join you for particular projects?
Yeah. But
essentially, how do you get operations going to make sure that they're successful and sustainable?
I'm glad that you probably sold it better than me. I wish I could play it back and rewind. But we have openings. But collaboration for us is like the big, it's like a foundation for us. And for Pool Weekly, we collaborated with the renowned cartoonist Zabiro. And as you can see in the game, we got his art style. And basically with the game is about like the elections. We wanted people to empathize with our politicians and understand what's it like to be a president and like the decisions that they have to take. But we open to collaborating with anyone. We were part of the Creation Africa program with the French Institute, IFAS, and we were fortunate to be in a cohort with the likes of Tebe Magugu, Julian from Bhutan, and a bunch of other people in the creative and textile art industry, and we were able to bounce off ideas where we could collaborate. So right now we're looking at designing. I don't want to talk too much, but like we'll be working on games in the fashion industry, in the textile industry, and that's something that we've tapped into, where we like trying to gamify everything. When you say we want to gamify everything until there's nothing left, we're looking at like gamifying the whole entertainment industry, as well as the like entertainment, art and fashion, because we worked with Tropical Island of Treasure, and we've gamified some of the games that the contestants play on the show. So you know, like when you're watching TV and you like watching a game show, you're like, ah, this guy, he sucks, I can do it better. So we like created a game where you put your money where your mouth is, and you see, you compete with the contestants or other players and see if you can like win and beat the high score of the day or of the weekend. So that's something that we've tapped into. And like in your previous guest was speaking about like finances, you know, that's something that we can gamify, and it's a big thing, you know. You know, people want to teach their kids about financial literacy and all of that stuff, and that's something that we can do.
Tabo, this is phenomenal, because what you've allowed us to actually understand is that there's a market for gaming literally everywhere. I'm sure people typically say, oh, South Africa's too small now. When it comes to gaming, you need to be in the US, which has really been a very popular market for that kind of innovation. Are you finding that key stakeholders, investors, are receptive to gamification and the growth of gaming as an industry in South Africa?
Okay, not necessarily receptive in that sense, but they're willing to learn. And some of them are taking a few risks into the industry, and I think that's what we need initially, just that risk. I guess from them and from us too.
My producer was just asking to move closer to the mic so that the many, many amazing people that are listening to the show can hear you clearly. What I'm also intrigued to know is talent, right? The two of you are super smart young men, very innovative.
Thank you.
And you've got the business mind to mix creativity with commerce, which is not common, I guess, in a lot of people, and really takes a certain level of bravery as well to make sure that you make it work over the long term. What are you seeing in terms of talent in gamification? And essentially, if there's someone listening right now and wants to get into the space with you, what do they need to know? How do they need to learn? How do they need to capacitate themselves? What skills do they need?
So in terms of talent, South Africa, I think it's got one of the most talented people. Like you also said it by complimenting us, you know, shout out.
But
there's a lot of talent in the country, and it's also untapped. The thing is, what we realize is everyone's working in silos. So the animation district or industry is working by themselves, the gaming by themselves, everybody else. And what I like about there's a event called Avi Josie. It happens every year, hosted by Chocolate Tribe and Netflix. We were also part of the co-hosts this year. We started a whole gaming expo. And what I like about that event is they were able to bring in all the creatives, just like how we were brought about, and just to integrate the creatives, because now animation, we have animation in gaming.
Yes.
We have music in gaming. He's our sound designer. He really talented.
Oh, shout out. Say his name.
Wandile Matsevula. He's also a DJ.
Oh, Wandile. Kwandile Mathebula. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's code as well, which is like part of, it's a big factor in the 4IR industry.
And the code is important because that's basically how you instruct and build the
exactly,
game, right?
Yes, that's the gel, you know. And, you know, the government is always talking about 4IR, but they don't recognize gaming as of yet. And this is a mission, our life's mission, where we were like, how do we push it forward by bringing all these skills together? And I think gaming is like the best place to start and look at as far as talent is concerned, as far as creating jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And with what we're trying to do with gamification, we're trying to create a lucrative industry where it's sustainable in the country as well as going international, you know, because right now we're competing with the international space, but a lot of them are redesigning the same games, the same ideas. And what we've been able to do is we've been able to tap into different industries and show that there's potential in Africa.
Yeah.
All we need to do is like just that one opening, that one shot, and it's coming soon.
And money.
Money's there.
Oh, tell us about that. Because you guys have also won some competitions. You've gotten some funding.
Yeah. We've got an investor. You know, like, life is great. And unfortunately, this is
fantastic again.
Yeah, like, I was actually thinking, because when you opened, you were like, we're a multi-award-winning gaming studio. And I was sad, you know, because this year was like the first, we're going through drought, right? This was the first year we never won any awards. You know, like, we've been winning awards back to back since we started. And there's a good reason for that, because we've been building our business from the ground up, like identifying what gaps there are in the market and how we can generate revenue and cash flow and all of these things, because we are creative. And you mentioned that it's really hard to make money from like the creative space, and we've been hard at work developing like processes and like costing and all of that, like spreadsheets. We've been doing more spreadsheets than art, you know. But we've come up with a really great formula that can like maximize the potential of gaming, where we could like, I don't want to speak too much because, oh, let me actually say it, where we could templatize the amount of games we create, and we can create a lot more jobs because a lot more people are interested in gamification. Like, for example, what Discovery did with like the Vitality Point, that's gamification.
Yes, yeah.
Ah, yes, where you can actually play that game on the cards and
not the reward system
overall,
yeah,
as a gamification.
Yeah, that's like a gamification. So any listening to the radio, and you having your listeners, and they listen to you guys every night at this time, and then they earn something at the end, that's gamification. But now the question is, how do you do it differently from the competitor? And that's where we come in. We got the Midas touch.
Tabonel, we're doing this thing. I got such a wonderful text. Someone saying, I sound so excited about this. And the truth is, I am, because I'm a nerd and a geek at heart. And understanding how things actually work really get me excited, especially when it seems like such a simple concept that many of us are used to when it comes to gaming. But there's a whole other side to it in terms of the world of business behind it, the talent that you've highlighted, the strategy now that you're focusing on making sure that you can templatize. Learned a new word today in terms of gamification. And this takes us to a very important point, right? Because ultimately we are a business show.
For sure.
And fundamentally it's all about the money. Does it make sense? Does it contribute to growth? Does it help create jobs? And does it make commercial sense? And we never know who's listening. Bankers might be listening, funders in the private equity space, someone who's a designer and might be able to support you, or even someone who's really great with numbers in a spreadsheet, or an attorney who can help you out with your contracts.
Sure.
What is the one need you have going into 2025 to capitalize your business for greater growth?
I would say there's no such thing as too much money. So definitely.
You said life was good, Tabu.
No, it is. Look at me. I'm glowing. I've even gained weight. But definitely, because we want to expand, we want to grow the team, we want to prove our vision, and we need that support where we hire more talented people to execute some of our plans. The event space as well. Like we co-hosted Avi Josie with Chocolate Tribe and Netflix, and we had about, I think, 4,000 plus people attend. It's a 2-day free festival. So definitely having like more government support, especially like the government, because the gaming industry is still not recognized at the moment.
What will it take to change that, by the way? Because you're quite right, for anyone who says, well, I'm into gaming, I'm sure there's still a lot of people must still side eye you and be like,
you're here to play games.
Exactly.
So I think right now, the way we've been seeing it, we need a success story. Like the first gaming studio that's going to make headlines, break barriers. We have a studio like that. It's called Free Lives. It's one of the biggest on the continent, commercial success. They sold hundreds and hundreds of copies of their games. But we don't have a black gaming studio representing us. So I think we need that. It might not be us. I hope that it's us. I believe that it could be us. But we need that one success story that's going to blow the industry.
Yeah.
And we've been in the game for 5 years now. We've been doing the work.
Yeah.
We're well known. And I can safely say that before us, there weren't a lot of gaming studio. But after us, we have a lot more studios coming after us. And they, you know, some of the studios are named after food like us because they got inspiration. You know, some of the studios are like, well, I joined gaming because I saw you guys, what you guys are doing and the success that you've accumulated, you know. So we just need that one success story for that kid that's sitting, you know, at home who's playing games and they want to do more. Because there's like three sectors in game design. There's the player, there's the streamer who plays a game and makes people watch games, and then there's the designer. Mm. So those are three industries that are big in and of themselves, you know, and we just need that one. You know,
this is fascinating. I certainly wish you guys all the best, and now I hope that you guys are the ones that are going to make it big. Don't get bought out too soon by some international players, because it sounds like you guys are onto something and they just might want to snap you up. But all the best, and really looking forward to hearing more. But for anyone who's listening, as I mentioned, we asked about the one big need. You've mentioned how this, you know, can really touch so many aspects of life and businesses and industries.
For sure.
Where do we find you? How do we get a hold of you professionally?
For sure. I was going to give my
personal
email, website.
So it's at SpaceSaladZA on all social media platforms. We also have a YouTube channel that we used to shoot skits as well. So they're really funny. You guys can check us out. We were nominated for Savannah Comics Choice Awards.
Oh, so look at you.
Yeah, we funny too. So
yeah, we try.
But SpaceSaladZA on all social media platforms. And yeah.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, such a pleasure having you both, and thank you for educating us as well on a sector and a space that typically doesn't get enough attention and hopefully can continue to grow, evolve, and as we've seen, contribute to the South African economy as it has to the global economy overall. All the best.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to gamify Kaya Biz. I don't know how, but right, I think that's...
Let's have a meeting. Let's have a brainstorming session.
Yeah, yeah, we need that.
Value for you guys.
Definitely. Thank you so much. My guests tonight are the founders of Space Salad Studios. It is a multi-award-winning independent gaming studio. And as you've heard, gaming really touches so many aspects of life. If you visit their website, spacesaladstudios.com, you'd also get to witness some of the games that they have created and how it really does interface in bringing social issues to us as South Africans. In a simple way that's easy to understand and with a lot of humor. That was Thabo Tsholo as well as Neo Ramatiane, co-founders of Space Salad Studios.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.